It is 3rd of July. A few hours ago, my acquaintance Victoria Amelina passed away in the intensive care unit. Doctors fought for her life for over 5 days, but a miracle did not happen. Victoria was in the same cafe in Kramatorsk that was hit by a Russian rocket. She was accompanying a group of writers from South America on their journey to eastern Ukraine. They came to this cafe to have lunch. She herself was a writer and an extraordinary person. The Russians are now rejoicing at her death. They have declared that everyone who died in that cafe were foreign mercenaries or NATO instructors. 13 people in total, including the 14-year-old twin sisters, the young waiter and Victoria, they all considered mercenaries by the Russians. On their television, Russian politicians and so-called journalists demand more frequent missile strikes and the killing of more Ukrainians. They really liked the mass murder of innocent people, and they want more of it. The longer the war lasts, the more friends and acquaintances die in it, both military personnel and civilians. Cemeteries in Ukrainian cities are growing every day. The number of human tragedies is impossible to count. A few weeks ago, I was visiting the mother of a soldier who was executed by the Russians on camera after being captured. We were drinking tea and eating a pie that she made herself. And she was talking about her son as if he was still alive, as if he was just temporarily absent and could return home at any moment. But when we were saying our goodbyes, she suddenly burst into tears and said, "You can't imagine what they did to him. There is almost nothing left of him. They fired nearly 100 bullets in my little boy. I remind you, he was a prisoner. He could not resist and he was shot. And they even recorded the execution on video. This war is extremely brutal. It is so brutal that even in official documents, the words Russians and terrorists have become interchangeable. Not so long ago, a foreign journalist asked me how a peaceful agreement between Ukraine and Russia could look like, and I have no answer to this question. I can't even imagine reaching an agreement with a gang of terrorists. Although, of course, sooner or later, some kind of agreement will be signed. But we in the army will do everything in our power to ensure that this agreement is signed on Ukraine's terms. My friends, I want to remind you that I greatly rely on your support. Please remember that you can always help me and my family on Patreon or by becoming a patron of my podcast on the Podbean website. You can set up regular contributions starting from just $1, and it would mean a lot to me. Thank you for assisting me. Thank you for your letters and words of encouragement. I am proud of my listeners, and I'm glad that you stay with me.